editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Dave George of Prime Radio. Dave, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Yeah, hi, Donnie. Thanks for giving us a chance. Always nice to talk to you at this time of the year.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, and we're looking forward to seeing you at IWCE in booth 816. So tell us, Dave, one of the challenges that a lot of entities are facing, whether they're on the private sector or in public safety or somebody else, a lot of folks are dealing with both LMR radios, traditional LMR radios, and push-to-talk over cellular via LTE or, you know, some other broadband connection. Do you guys have anything to help folks, you know, basically take advantage of both?
Yeah, Donnie, as you know, we've always been kind of a leader in this area on accessories for the smart devices and the integration of the smart devices with the legacy radios. And this year's IWC be no exception when we're going to be introducing a number of new products, which the customers will find pretty useful for their evolution of their equipment.
Okay. Well, cool. What are some of those new products?
So the first thing we're going to show is something we call the Prime Link. It's a pretty interesting little device. It plugs in between a smart device like a tablet or a phone, doesn't matter whether it's Android or Apple, and then a number of different two-way radios. And when they're connected together, it allows the radios and the smart devices to network together. So if you've got an existing legacy radio system and you wanted to add LTE or some other kind of smart devices on there, you can just get the Prime Link, put the cables together, and fairly quickly you can have the different devices communicate with each other.
Wow. So basically we're talking about a radio gateway, but at very different than these gateway costs that are out there with some of these devices.
Right. This is a basic one, very useful for small agencies or small departments. Just will probably be in the sub $50 range, and just lets them quickly, you know, integrate the new LTE or smart devices with their existing radio system. And then the larger agencies, of course, will go with the big multi-million dollar network switches and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, in between, there's going to be people that need a simple solution.
And how big is that?
It's just a small cable in a small box. It's you could probably put three of them in your coat pocket.
Wow, that sounds really cool. I can't wait to see it. Tell us about some of the other new products you'll be introducing at IWC.
Well, we've got a couple of new Bluetooth speaker microphones coming out. You know, our Bluetooth speaker microphones have been very popular since they were introduced a few years ago, and we keep adding new features to them as people ask. And the big new features this year, really, there's going to be two new models, a BTH 550, which we're going to add the Bluetooth Low Energy module to it, which will allow it to use a remote wireless PTT, so you can have one of our small finger PTTs. They're really awesome. They can work for a couple of years on a throwaway battery and don't need any charging. They're very convenient for an officer who wants to activate a PTT on a Bluetooth speaker microphone without having to touch it or take his hands out of his pockets or take his hands off the handlebars of his motorcycle. The other Bluetooth speaker microphone we'll come out with is called the BTH 450. It's a smaller Bluetooth speaker microphone, lighter weight, has a really nice drop-in charger, so you can have a desktop charger for it, or you can get it with a vehicle mounting kit, so you can mount it in your vehicle and automatically charge it while you're driving around.
Okay. And what are some of the use cases that you're seeing Bluetooth speaker mics being used for most?
Well, we see them quite a bit, not on the patrol officers, but we see them a lot on people in the support roles or some of the other roles in a department, courtroom, detectives, parking control, parade management, large crowd management, things like that. We see quite a few Bluetooth devices being used in those applications.
All right. Well, so what else do you guys have?
Well, to kind of stay on the Bluetooth theme for another product, we do have a new version of our very, famous Highway series, which is our helmet kits for motorcycle helmets. Of course, they're also worn by, hang gliders, off-road, ATV riders, anyone that needs a helmet. So we've been selling Highway for a number of years. We now have a couple of new versions coming out at this show. They both feature wireless Bluetooth PTTs, so you can mount the PTTs on the handlebars or the gear shifts or the bars on your hang glider or whatever. And then the second version of this has a Bluetooth gateway built into the speaker microphone, so that if you use a very high-end helmet that already has an exotic built-in Bluetooth, you'll be able to use that helmet with your two-way radio, which is something, they've really been asking for that. Some of these people have multi-thousand-dollar helmets that have fantastic Bluetooth systems built in it, but they haven't been able to use those with their two-way radios.
Oh, okay. All right. Now you all had a helmet before. How does this differ from the previous version?
Well, the Highway series, which we've had for many years, is wired. So when you get off your motorcycle or your ATV, you have to unplug it. Otherwise, you're tethered to the motorcycle, and that can be kind of inconvenient. So the new series takes that to a wireless level, so that you basically wear a Bluetooth microphone on your body that's attached to the radio that you have on your belt, and all the PTT and everything that normally would be attached to your motorcycle with a wire and a little plug is now totally wireless, and we can use one of our four different waterproof PTT buttons with it. So pretty convenient. You just jump on and off the bike without all that mess of wire to worry about.
Okay. All right. So anything radical for us to consider?
Well, funny that you say radical. We are coming out with what we think is kind of a radical new earphone design. In fact, we're calling it the Rad series. And it features, first of all, a new kind of speaker that uses a balanced armature, which comes out of the hearing aid business. So the balanced armature speakers are really high fidelity, but super, super small. And we're able to embed that new armature speaker in a really, really comfortable silicone earpiece. In fact, it's called liquid silicone. It's very soft. It's just the shape of your ear. You would hardly know that you're even wearing it. So we're going to come out with a whole new series of earphones with the armature speaker and the liquid silicone earpiece called the Rad series. Three of them are exact duplicates of our most popular earphones, except with the new technology. But we are going to introduce a brand new version that we call the Rad 2-pin. And the Rad 2-pin is going to be a direct retrofittable replacement for the clear acoustic tube that's been used for so many decades on surveillance kits. And I don't know if you're familiar with these tubes, Donnie, but they've been used for years and years and years. A lot of people call them the Secret Service earphones. But they have a problem in that they're basically a piece of surgical tubing, and after a while they get gooped up with condensation or wax, things like that. Especially if people are in high humidity areas, they have to change these tubes out, two or three times a week, and they're pretty inconvenient. So we're going to offer them this really nice way to upgrade those existing headsets. Plug in the new Rad 2-pin. They won't have to throw away what they've got. Be able to have a brand new system. But because this uses a balanced armature speaker, there's no tube to goop up anymore.
All right. Well, that sounds terrific. And sounds like you've got quite a portfolio. Once again, congratulations.
Well, we say it over and over again. It's kind of it kind of gets boring, but, you know, we basically just make what people ask us to make. We have a lot of customers. We've been doing this almost 30 years now, and people ask us for stuff, and we use our engineering and our factories to make it for them. I think that's the best thing you can ever do.
Yeah, well, and it seems to me that, you know, the more I talk to people, you know, and I love to talk about all the different radio technologies that are out there, but when it comes down to it, a lot of times it seems like people are actually more attached to their accessory than they are to the whatever radio it is that's actually transmitting the stuff.
Well, I think that's the truth. You know, I mean, you know, I'm a radio engineer. I spent more than 30 years designing two-way radios. I've only been in the accessory business for about 11 years. But, you know, accessories are the things that kind of couple the gizmo to the person. Think about your phone or your tablet. You know, everybody has a headset, a Bluetooth, a silicone case, a screen protector. You know, everybody personalizes those devices with accessories, and we're no different.
Very true, very true. Well, congratulations on another great portfolio, and look forward to seeing you next week at IWC.
Yeah, it'd be great to see everybody again.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.